I took my master's hand and I joined that heavenly band. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I promised him that I was gonna serve him till I die. Now I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I lost my flag in battle, my staff is in my hand.
I've seen God's people pray by a hospital bed. I've seen them struggling for their daily bread. I've seen them standing at the grave of one who left us too young. And I've heard them crying out for their wayward son. But I've never seen
forsaken.
Oh, I have never, I've never it looked like there was no help in sight. I've seen her when it seemed like life was nothing but night. Oh, but in the eyes of heaven, something else was going on. They may have been all by themselves, but they were never alone. Oh, and there, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've seen them with tears in their eyes. I've seen them with
their hearts breaking.
Looked like there was no help in sight. I've seen her when it seemed like life was nothing but night. Oh, but in the eyes of heaven, something else was going on. They may have been all by themselves, but they were never alone. Oh, I have never, I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
Never know them. let's just take a moment. Let's love the Lord right now, church. Now would be a good time for you to just thank the Lord for all the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the front to the back and side to side, let's lift our hearts. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, thank Him for healing right now. Thank Him for salvation. Glory, glory, the provisions of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Ah, the Lord is good, is He not? I said the Lord is good. How about on this left side? Is the Lord good? Has the Lord been good to you this morning? I said, how about on this right side? Has the Lord been good to you? We're not going to praise Him too much, church. We're not going to worship Him too much. Let everything that hath breath, let it praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Love Him right now. Love Him. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Jesus. There is a name above every name. Glory. Favor today, turn around, shake your neighbor's hand, step across the aisle, step a few rows back, welcome all our guests into the house of the Lord today. Amen. Spend some time just greeting your brother, sister in the Lord. Hallelujah. Love the Lord, say amen. 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 We can do better than that. If you love the Lord, say amen. 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 Certainly good to see you in the house of the Lord. What a wonderful crowd for this Labor Day weekend. Appreciate God's mercy, God's grace to us. Amen. Appreciate the presence of the Lord, the Spirit of God, and we're so glad each and every one are with us. And it may take me a little bit today, but there's several that we'd like to recognize today and just welcome them into the house of the Lord. Got a card to read that says, thank you with appreciation for the special blessing you've been. Our family would like to thank our church family for the phone calls, text, prayers, and flowers through our time of sorrow. Our hearts are overwhelmed with all the love that was shown during this time from all of you, the Morris family and brother and sister Harnage. And Sister Cindy's got several of her family with us today and some of Judy's families here. Want them all to stand if you would. I know it's a day of sorrow for them still, but we're so glad they're with us in the house of the Lord. Amen. Glad to have them. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Faulkner's son, David and his wife and two boys are with them today. Dave, stand, and your wife, and let everybody. We're glad to have them in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Met them right before church this morning, and I asked if he was as mean as Leah, and Mom spoke up and said, no, not quite. So, amen. We're glad to have them in the house of the Lord. All the Aslan family, would you stand? I know some still in the back. So anybody connected to the Aslan, Brother Nathaniel's family, stand if you would. We're grateful they're with us in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Appreciated the wedding yesterday, and Brother Nathaniel, Sister Shayla, continue to pray for them. And we just appreciate God working in their hearts and their lives and what they're going to do for the body of Christ. Amen. God's brought them together and the will of the Lord done. And we just appreciate those of you that were here yesterday. And we appreciate the rich heritage my wife was talking about last night on both sides of their family. A lot of a heritage of holiness and just a strong lineage of godly people. And I'm glad their generation's continuing right on and working for the Lord. It's a great joy to have Brother Nathaniel's pastor, Brother Schaefer, and his family with us today in the house of the Lord. I'm going to get him to testify in a minute, but how about all of Brother Schaefer's family? Stand, and the girls, wherever you're at, stand if you would. Appreciate them being with us in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. They don't get off regularly. Did I understand right today? First time? All right, that he hadn't been at his church. So, amen. Thank God for faithful men of God. Amen. And when they're away from the church, they still go to church. So, amen. Thank you for being with us in the house. Lord, I'll get you to testify in just a moment. But appreciate the mercy of the Lord and God's goodness to us. Also, a situation we want to, two things. Next Sunday is the first responder dinner, and we've asked you to invite firemen, EMT, police officers, things of that nature. My Sunday school class, the mature young marrieds, self-titled, but anyway, we're going to, I don't know why I looked at you, Zachary, but I just had to, but anyway, that's probably why I said it. I was looking at you, that's why I did say it. But anyway, next Sunday we're doing a dinner for them, so listen to me real closely. That is not a church-wide dinner, all right? That's just for the EMTs, the firemen, the policemen that come, all right? And then my Sunday school class. So make sure that you're inviting them. We're trying to get a number, so there's an RSVP link there on the church website that if they're coming, we would really like to know the number. We'll cook extra just in case folks show up. But that's next Sunday, all right? And we'd really like to honor them. And of course, with what's going on in Texas, we understand the importance of first responders, and not only in another community, but in our community. So we want to honor those. If you have any questions, see me after the service. But in conjunction with kind of that vein and that spirit, Brother Mark Compton, and I believe it was might have been Thursday morning of camp meeting or Friday morning of camp meeting. I don't remember, but I think it was Thursday morning. Brother Mark Compton preached, and Brother Compton pastors the House of Prayer Holiness Church in Mauriceville, Texas, which is just 20-30 minutes out of Beaumont. So if you were in here before service started today, you saw some of the announcements. If not, you'll see them right after service. And the slide that has Brother Compton's name attached to it, those are actually pictures of his church. Brother Compton's church flooded, his Christian school flooded, the fellowship hall flooded with about five and a half feet of water. And so we're going to try, well, two things. Number one, the trailer that is outside, we're asking you just to bring supplies, and we're going to load that trailer up and get it to them. So bottled waters, diapers, things that you see a lot of around town people are doing. We're going to try to work specifically with Brother Compton's church. And not only that, next Sunday we'll try to receive an offering. And Brother Compton's church was like 80% of the people in that area. They did not have flood insurance, and so he's got a major rebuilding project on his hand. The everything's in the will of God. So I started to say the unfortunate thing, but everything's in the will of God. So we know somehow God's going to bring a blessing out of it. But they had just moved into the church within the last year or so. So it was a brand new church, and they've got a lot of work to do now. So if we can try to help financially, we want to do that. All right. So be in prayer this week. If you have any questions, see me. But we're going to try to fill that trailer. If we need another trailer, we'll get access to that. We'll do whatever. So starting tonight, if you want to bring that, we're going to load straight onto the trailer instead of loading it, dropping it here, and then putting it on the trailer. We're just going to load straight on the trailer, all right? So that's why that's parked out there, and I would appreciate any sacrifice, anything that you can do. If you want to just give money and us go buy stuff, that's fine as well. But then next Sunday, Lord willing, we want to receive an offering on behalf of Brother Mark Compton and the House of Prayer Holiness Church in Mauriceville, Texas. So I appreciate your help in regards to that. Amen. Brother Johnny Gabbard, Lord willing, is with us tonight. Amen. Brother and Sister Gabbard start revival at Brooklet Tuesday night. So the Lord willing, they're going to be in service with us here tonight. So look forward to that. And then church Wednesday night, Brother Shad MacDonald will, Lord willing, be with us in service Wednesday night. Brother Shad serves on the board of Heritage Seminary, so Tuesday night is our board meeting, and I prevailed upon him, and he is going to stay over and preach for us on Wednesday night. So that's going to be a great, great blessing. So remember that if you would. Amen. Deacons, help me this morning, and Brother Kelly, come fill in for Brother Johnny Sykes, if you would, please. Amen. Appreciate your giving. Appreciate you being in the house of the Lord, God's goodness to us. Amen. You give. It's unto the Lord today. Quartet, come on, get ready to sing for us. Amen. Let's give us unto the Lord today. Let's, Brother Kelly, you're in the quartet. Brother Pertel, swap out real quick. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Amen. There you go. You tried. I'm slow on the draw today. Amen. All right, Brother David Miller, lead us to the Lord in prayer. Praise the Lord. Brother Schaefer, testify for the Lord. Would you, sir? Appreciate you being with us in God's house. Amen. All right, sure. Sure. Amen. Wow. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, right. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
All I know is several young people in their church.
Yes.
7, 8, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 3 more, last Sunday morning, were rolling across last week, Monday night, I guess it was, rolling across the front of the church.
Praise God.
Filled with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The last 4 or 5 weeks, I haven't preached several services. The Holy Ghost is left.
Oh, yeah.
That may not be much to some, but when you're my
Amen. 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 Lift your hands and love the Lord, church. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus said to his disciples, I will go prepare a place, a land of many mansions where we'll spend eternal days. Then he ascended to the Lamb, promised to prepare. Well, I am so excited cause I know I'm going there.
Now
you may want to call it heaven, beautiful country of Canaan, place where the saints will be living, land so fair,
so fair, sweet,
sweet, sweet, precious hallelujah.
Oh,
the holy hallelujah. I'm happy now that I can say I know I'm going there.
I have made my reservation for that city long ago. There at an old-time altar where the Savior saved my soul. If I should die tomorrow or I meet him in the air, I know that I am ready cause I know I'm going there.
Now
you may want to call it heaven, beautiful country of Canaan, place where the saints will be living, land so fair,
so fair, sweet,
sweet, sweet, precious land of Beulah,
home
of the holy hallelujah. I'm happy now that I can tell you I know I'm going there.
I have made my reservation for that city long ago. There at an old-time altar where the Savior saved my soul. If I should die tomorrow or I meet him in the air, I know that I am ready cause I know I'm going there.
Now
you may want to call it heaven, beautiful country of Canaan, place where the saints will be living, land so fair,
so fair, sweet,
sweet, sweet, precious land of Beulah,
home
of the holy hallelujah. I'm happy now that I can tell you I know I'm going there.
Now
you may want to call it heaven, beautiful country of Canaan, place where the saints will be living, land so fair,
sweet,
sweet, precious land of Beulah, home of the holy hallelujah. I'm happy now that I can tell you I know I'm going there. I'm happy now that I can tell you I know I'm going there.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Turn with me this morning to the book of 2 Corinthians, and as you're turning there, a couple other things. There's several more guests with us today in the house of the Lord. We certainly welcome each and every one of you. Glad to have Brother Goff and his daughter, Sister Sarah, with us from Alabama. Glad to have them with us in service today. Before we start preaching today, the President has asked for today to be a day of prayer for those that were involved in the Hurricane Harvey situation. So I'd like to do that today. Amen. Let's just bind together right now as the people of God, and let's pray for those that have suffered loss and those that are still in the midst of trying to rebuild. Let's pray for them. Father, we love you today. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your grace upon our lives. Lord, we just come to the throne of grace right now, knowing that, Lord, you are sovereign and holy, righteous. Oh, God, we ask you to be with them and help the families that have suffered loss, those that have suffered the loss of life. Lord, those that have lost loved ones, we just ask you to strengthen them, help them, comfort them. Those that have suffered the loss of a house and material things, God, we ask you, Lord, to restore unto them and be with them. And, Lord, just these next few months, even years and years to come, we ask for the grace of God, the grace of God, all to be with them, and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, starting at verse number 6. Starting at verse number 6. The Bible says, for God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power of God may be of God and not of us. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. I want to preach to you this morning simply about truths for the tested. In verses 8 and 9, again, some powerful writing from Paul. He says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Amen. God bless you as you're seated today in the presence of the Lord. There's anything that we read in and from this passage of Scripture, it is this, and that Christians are not exempt from trouble in life. Christians are not exempt from trouble coming our way. And as soon as I say something like that, I know the most negative person in this building starts going off. And it's all bad, it's all gloomy, it's all doom, and it's all woe is me, woe is me. But I trust today I can balance out the writing of Paul, that he shows us the reality of trouble in our life. He shows us the reality, the perspective that a Christian might have trouble, but yet in the midst of all of that trouble, we can still have a praise for God. In the midst of all of that bad stuff going on in and around our life, we can still worship the Lord, praise God, and magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Recently, I remember one of our young men testifying and was asking the Lord to test him in a certain area of his life. If you were here that night, you remember the testimony, and I've thought about that since, because some of us have lived long enough. We don't ask for any more trials and troubles to come our way. And I'm going to realize you don't even have to ask God. Trouble's got an invitation to your life. Trouble will come. Trouble will come into our world. Matter of fact, I read what one fellow said. He said, trouble is so welcome in your life, it's got a key to the front door of your house. If you're saved, you're still going to have trouble. If you're a child of God, you're still at times going to have sorrow. Even as a child of God, we're going to go through dark days. But in the midst of all of that, rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Worship His name. Magnify His name. Lift up the name of the Lord. And Paul reminds us three things in this passage of Scripture. Number one, he said that we have a changed life. We have been changed by the power of God. Throughout this passage of Scripture, he said we've received this ministry. We preach not ourselves. We're servants of God. And we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Paul reminds us that it is the Spirit and the grace of God that has been invested in our lives, that we are not our own today, but we have been changed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have been born again. Our name is in the book of life. And even though we understand the perspective of trouble, we still realize that the greatest thing, the most joyful thing in any of our lives is to know we've been changed by the power of the gospel. Amen. I'm glad to be saved today. I'm glad to be a child of God today. Amen. I'm glad I had the privilege when the choir was singing a little bit ago, I could worship the name of the Lord. I'm glad I had that peace of God and the joy of the Lord. And you say, well, see, you don't have any trouble, preacher. No, that's not what this passage is about. I'm going to preach to some of the things we have going in our world in just a moment. But before we get there, we've got to understand the right perspective, that even in trouble, we can have joy. That even in trouble, we can have peace. Even in the midst of circumstances that seem so dire and dark, we can still magnify the Lord and have a song. Amen. I still come to lift up the name of the Lord today. I come to magnify His name. I come to sing and to shout and rejoice in the Lord. I wish I had a praise in church right now that understands that even when things are going wrong, we can still magnify the name of the Lord. Because if you don't get that perspective, you're always going to be discouraged. You're always going to feel like quitting. You're always going to be frustrated because you don't think you're living spiritual enough, or you don't think you're living good enough. But what I found about in life is this: really, sometimes the more spiritual you try to become, the more trouble you're going to have. The more that you try to do for God, the enemy's going to try to stop you. He doesn't want you doing anything for God. He doesn't want you starting that new ministry. He doesn't want you succeeding in God. Ah, but the devil can't make us quit today, can he, church? I said the devil's not going to make us quit. I've been changed by the power of God. I'm not what I used to be, thank God. Anybody glad for the change that God has made in your life? Anybody glad for that time you came to the altar, you gave your heart, your life to God? You know you're not what you used to be. You're not, friend, bound by sin any longer. Ah, but the chains of sin are broken, and you're able to worship God today, and you're able to magnify the name of the Lord. We're a changed person. Remember that, friend. Notice that. Even in the midst of trouble, we've already been changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ. A changed life. But notice he tells us in this verse, we are troubled. Verse number 8, check that. We are troubled. We are perplexed. We are persecuted. We are cast down. He shows us that the Christian life is a challenging life. Not only is it a changed life, but it is a challenging life. Notice the words, the verbiage that Paul uses. Again, Paul is not waving the white flag of surrender. Paul is not laid out on the psychiatrist couch trying to find therapy. It was Paul who from a prison wrote and said, "Rejoice in the Lord always." He is not sounding the sounds of defeat or discouragement, but on the contrary, he is showing us the reality. Until we get to heaven, we're going to have to fight. Until we get to heaven, there's going to be a war. But in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of perplexing circumstances, in the midst of being cast down at times, we can still look up and we can still lift our hands. We can still have the joy of God. And we can still shout in the face of adversity that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Come here with me this morning and understand, just because you have trouble does not mean you've missed the will of God. Just because you have trouble doesn't mean God is punishing you, or to the contrary, it doesn't mean the devil is taking authority over you. But in the midst of trouble, in the midst of perplexing situations, check me, I'm still going to worship God. I'm still going to magnify God. I like what the old song said, "Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now." Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. Amen. Anybody can shout when the battle's over. Give me somebody that can shout in the midst of the battle. The Bible said that we are troubled. We are troubled. The word has the idea of being pressed on every side. Notice what Paul said. We are troubled. We are pressed. The analogy is almost like a grape that is being crushed. Paul said, we are troubled on every side. I'm not reading anything into the text. That's what Paul said. Paul said, everywhere I look, there is trouble. I feel the pressure. I feel the pressing of trouble. Anybody feel that way or have felt that way in your life? Anybody felt like everywhere you turn, it seems like there's trouble? If it's not one thing, it's another. If it's not on the job, it'll be in the home. But then sometimes everywhere you turn, it's the job, the home, the marriage, the children, the church, society. Trouble on every side. Pressed in, pressed in. Peter writes this same concept, but he uses the word manifold. Manifold, or many folds, or many sides. The Apostle Peter said that the troubles and temptations of life are many-sided. Anybody felt that way recently? Just trouble on every side of your life. But the Apostle Peter also, when he talked about the manifold temptations in chapter number 1 of 1 Peter, he comes back 3 chapters later and he talks about the manifold grace of God. He gave us the manifold temptations in chapter number 1, but in chapter number 4, he said the grace of God is also many-folded or many-sided. So what he's writing is this: everywhere I turn, there's trials and temptations, but also everywhere I turn is the grace of God, or grace has got you covered. That many are the afflictions of the righteous, but that's not the end of the verse. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Oh yeah, I see trouble all around, and where sin abounds, I understand we live in a society where it seems like sin is rampant, but that's not the end of the verse. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I see trouble, but I'm not distressed today. You know why? Because Psalms 91 says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm talking about the grace of God this morning. I feel like preaching about a God that can bring you out of trouble. I'm preaching about a God who can bring you out of despair. You can see trouble, but I'm not distressed. I'm not ready to give in. I'm not ready to throw in the towel. I'm looking at the grace of God and say, I lift up my hands and say, thank you, God. I said, it's by grace we're saved. It's by grace I'm here today. I said, God's never forsaken me and God's never left me alone. Anybody this morning, you're glad for the grace of God in your life? Hallelujah. We are troubled. We are troubled, but not distressed. World, I understand when the world says, I don't know what I'm going to do. I understand when the sinner says that, but I don't understand when a child of God says that. Because the Bible already told me, cast my cares upon him, for he cares for me. Cast my cares upon him. Has the idea of rolling it over onto someone else. Roll your burden over to Jesus today. When we come to this altar in a little while, you've got trouble, you've got burdens, you don't have to bear them alone. I'm glad for the brothers that can help bear our burdens. But can I tell you, the greatest burden bearer went to Calvary 2,000 years ago, and he said, you can roll your burdens over on me. You can cast your cares upon me. We are troubled. We are perplexed. Paul said, we are perplexed. The wording has the idea of out of resources. Don't know what to do. Perplexed. Have you ever been in life when you were perplexed? To be left wanting. To be without resources. To not know what to do. I just don't know what to do. I am perplexed. I am out of resources. Can I tell you, God sees right where you are at. We are not in despair. Despair means to have an utter loss. Brother Marty Jones here today? Brother Marty Jones. Brother Marty, come here for a second real quick. I'm catching you off guard. I know I am. But for God to know right where you were at. When God can look down upon 7 billion people on planet Earth and come on up here and see right where you are at. Cindy, Wednesday night after church, the storm in Alabama, there was a little lady on a dirt road. You remember the story?
I think I do.
All right, you were driving a vehicle. Brother Marty works with the Red Cross at times, so the story in Alabama, you were driving a vehicle, you couldn't turn it around, so you went down a dirt road, and there's a little woman. And she said she'd been praying. She was out of food. She was out of resources. She was praying to God. She was a holiness woman. and she was praying to God that God would send somebody. You thought you missed your turn, but you went down that dirt road. There she was. And you said, as long as I'm here, I'm bringing you food every day. Is that true? Is that the story? Am I accurate? God saw a little woman on a dirt road. Thank you, Brother Marty. In Alabama. I said, God saw a little woman on a dirt road in Alabama, and the Red Cross thought they missed their turn. They didn't miss their turn, but God said, I see somebody out of resources. I see somebody that's at a loss, but they're not in despair, because she didn't throw up her hands and quit, but she threw up her hands to heaven and said, God, would you send somebody to take care of me? I want somebody to understand this morning, you might feel perplexed. You might feel like you don't know how you're going to get through. You might feel like you don't see any situation, any answer, any way to get out. But I'm talking about a God this morning that not only sent a man down a dirt road, but I'm talking about a God that caused ravens to go down and feed a prophet by a brook that was drying up. I'm going to tell you this morning, I got my faith in the God who never fails. Amen. You may fall out when they're right here. I don't have my faith in Washington. I don't have my faith in Congress. I don't have my faith in the government or the governor, but I got my faith in a God who never fails. A God who brought the Israelites to the Red Sea. A God who opened up the Jordan River. A God that took the heat out of the fire for the Hebrew boys. And he shut the lion's mouth for Daniel. I said, that's my God. That's who I've got faith in today. I've seen him heal. I've seen him work miracles. Miracles. I've seen him send revival. I've seen God turn situations around. And so in the midst of perplexing, I'm not despairing. I'm not saying, what are we going to do? I'm going to throw my hands toward heaven and say, God, answer my prayer. Would you do it right now in the name of Jesus? Oh, somebody lift your hand right now and say, God, I need you. Lord, I need you. God, I got to have you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Perplexed, perplexed, perplexed. You've got a move you can make, and it's toward God. Hear me. When the world gets perplexed, they try the bottle. When the world gets perplexed, they try a new marriage. When the world gets perplexed, they try a new state or a new job. But not so for the child of God. We run to the arms of God, and he's a God that never fails. I said he's the Alpha and the Omega. I said he's the beginning and the end. I said he's the first and the last, the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. Amen. Has he been good to you? Has he been faithful to you? Has he been a healer? Anybody's been a friend to you? I said he's my song. I said he's my joy. I said he's my peace. He is my hope. There is no God like our God. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody love him right now. Just take time to worship God. Whoa, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, has he been faithful? I said, has he been faithful? I believe we can do a little better than that. I wish I had a praise in church this morning. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. I tell you what to do, Sister Marcia. Amen. I've tried to get a prayer through. I know Sister Marcia needs a miracle. Amen. She's here by faith today. I know she's perplexed. I know she doesn't know what to do. I mean, you could talk about 7, 12, 15 doctors, all the visits and surgeries, and she still needs a miracle. You know what I'm doing today? I'm looking to heaven. I'm looking to the one who does not fail. Amen. God, help us. I would to God she'd come up off that pew shouting, healed by the power of God. That's the kind of God I serve. I'm asking God to send miracles. I said, God, send healing. I'll get at the front of the line. I need God to heal this back. I need a miracle touch of God. But I'm not going to hang my head and quit. If the devil thinks he's going to make me quit over that, if the devil thinks he's going to make her stop over that, he's got another thing coming. I'm going to keep
shouting. I'm going to keep dancing. I'm going to keep worshiping and magnifying the name of our God. I say shout on. I say dance on. I say I'm dancing to glory. Oh, hallelujah. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy. I said but joy. I said but joy. Hey, Brother Brian Miles, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. I know Brother Brian's been to 30-some doctors. They're no closer to the truth now than the first one he went to. But oh, if I could touch, I said, if I could touch the hem of his garment. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. Amen. I might have got knocked down, but I'm not out for the count. I said, somebody, dust yourself off again. Lift your hands toward God and say, I'm back in the race. I'm ready to fight again in the name of Jesus. Glory. Woo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, help us right now, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know why we're hanging on? Because it's only going to be for a moment. Jesus is coming right back. Paul closed the chapter out by saying, for our light affliction is but for a moment. It's only going to last for a moment. Some of you that have suffered loss, Judy's family that's here today, it's only for a moment, because it's going to be over. And all of the sorrow is going to be healed. Ah, Cindy, all the sorrow's going to be healed by the comforting power in the name of Jesus. How won't he do it, church? I said, won't he do it? If he doesn't heal us down here when the trumpet sounds, know this, you're not taking that sickness to heaven. I said, no, sir, no, sir. Not going to be any suffering nor sorrow. We're a trumpet sound away from all of our troubles being laid down. I said, we're a trumpet sound away from all of our sorrows. That's what Paul said. He said, this body, the outward man is perishing. It's dying, but there's something inside of me. There's something inside of me. There's a spirit. There's a power that won't let me quit. There's a spirit that wants to worship. Is there anybody this morning that in the midst of trouble, there's a spirit that wants to worship in the midst of problems? You still want to shout? Oh, somebody lift your hands and magnify the name of our God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody in the back, love him this morning. Oh, somebody that's in the front, love him this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every child of God, magnify his name. Glory, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to make an altar call. Oh, but I believe the power of Jesus' name is in this building right now. Glory. I don't know what trouble you're going through. I don't know how you're being persecuted and cast down. But if that's the way you come in today, I trust you'll leave worshiping Jesus. I trust you'll go out magnifying the name of the Lord. And I'll tell you how it's going to happen. It's going to be through the power of the Spirit of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want you, if you're in that situation, play something fast, Brother Mark. Hey, man, I don't want to lose this spirit right now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If you're here and you need something from the Lord, you feel like trouble's all around, you feel like you're pressed in. Amen. I'm telling you, there's power right now in the name of Jesus. Whether it's physical healing, whether it's relational healing, whether it's comfort, whether it's a financial miracle, whatever you need. While the church Just stand steady. I want you to start coming right now. I want you to line up across this front. Come on, Sister Marcia. Come on, Brother Brian. Hallelujah. Any others right now? It might be in your spirit. It might be in your mind. It might be in your marriage. I want you in this altar right now. We didn't come to feel the power of God like this and leave the same way that we came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What his word says.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Glory to God.
Thank God.
Glory to God.
We'll do just hallelujah. What he said.
Hallelujah.
I am steady.
Oh, hold steady, church. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Anyone else? Come on. Come on. Get in this altar right now. Get in this altar right now. Oh, you say I'm troubled, but I'm not in despair. I'm perplexed. But I'm not distressed and giving up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Others are still coming. Oh, God sees right where you're at. I said God sees right where you're at. Don't stay in that pew. If you're visiting with us, you're welcome to join us at this altar. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, church. Amen. I'd like for every Holy Ghost filled child of God. Come on, let's gather. Let's push our way into this altar. Come around some of the front. Come on, come around the front. Amen. Start laying your hands on some of these. Sisters with sisters. Brothers with brothers. Let's worship God. Oh, let's magnify the name of God right now. Come on. Come on. Let's love Him. Come on. Glory.
I believe what His word says.
Praise God.
I have faith.
Yeah, come on,
that
come
God
on.
Would do just what He said. I am standing on the promises of God.
Well, I'm standing on His promises.
Oh, come on.
I believe what
the word says. Go,
go.
I am standing on His promises.
Go.
I believe what His word says. I have faith that God will do just what